It's the big time, everybody. And I told you, my very good friend Luke Bryan was going to stop by. Look, everybody. Man,
I mean, nothing bigger on the big time than
That's
me.
That's right. Right. Hey, Luke, you don't know this.
The big time just got bigger.
Dirt Road Diaries, I said I'd watch one episode the Friday it came out, and I binge-watched all of them.
You saw my pretty face, and you could not turn the channel.
Yeah, you always give all the credit to yourself, okay? There was a lot of people in
you
that
story. You sound like my wife. Lord, Lord.
Your wife is my spirit animal.
I'm glad you enjoyed it and glad you watched it. And, you know, like I said, I've had so many friends and family and certainly fans reach out loving the docuseries. So I'm glad you got roped in and pulled in.
I did.
What it's
I think
supposed to do, catch the viewer's eye.
I think there's just a lot of people who only know you from Idol and not the length of time that we have known you and just don't know how far back and how your roots are and how you really are from this small town in Georgia. And, you know, they think you're the big star Luke Bryan. We know better. You know what I'm saying, Luke? You and I know better.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's real. Yeah, when you look at the old footage of, you know, me being 14 years old, singing, you know, playing a guitar and stuff like that, I think it really showcases to the fans. You know, I just didn't move to Nashville with I'd had some years behind me on kind of cultivating all this. And, I mean, no matter how talented you think you may be, you know, when you move to Nashville, you kind of get put in your place right off the bat, and you realize that, well, this is the big leagues. This is, you know, jumping out of the, you know, frying pan into the fire. And so yeah, I mean, and you know, you hear all the no's, and then life, you know, then so it was certainly, you know, I think people can take my story and find hopefully a lot of inspiration when they're down and out.
You know, I love the best your dad kicking you out of the house. Your dad saying, get it.
He was just supportive. You know, my whole family was supportive, and my dad, you know, what was kind of hanging me up is I was just scared to leave my dad's business because I didn't know, you know, it was kind of a natural progression for me to fall in there and work for him. So when he kind of said, I don't want you doing what I do forever, you know, if you want to go try your dreams out and then come back and do this. You know, so he was just really adamant about me painting my own picture and me following my own gut, you know?
Yeah, really beautiful. And also when I heard the new song, I know we got to talk about Waves, but when I heard Songs You Never Heard, and I was saying, I've never heard this song. Where is this song from? I didn't realize it was new. And that song, I never really talked to you about what you've gone through with your family because I know you're a positive guy, and I know that we can't even tap into how tragic that is, you know, for your family.
Yeah. Well, that's what the docuseries does. Like, I mean, good God, me and you have done hundreds of interviews together, and, you know, it's not like you and I are going to spend an hour detailing all of the emotions of what I've been through. I mean, you know, people will touch on it, you know, and we'll touch on it and talk about it, but I think this doc, you know, when you're looking at a docuseries like this, it really gets to dive in on, you know, it's really, there's no really stone left unturned to tell after this. And
yeah.
I think, and like I said, every time I'm around you, we're having fun and we're talking about fun stuff. And, you know, you would never want to send an interview down to the sad or darker stuff, but you
well,
know, I know
it's not even that, Luke. It's that we don't have enough time to honor them.
Right, right. You're right. We don't have enough. Yeah, we could talk for days about it, and that's the thing too. I think people can go watch this on their own and absorb it and take it in, and then they can come back to my concerts and know that that's what my life's been, and they can see me on stage being goofy, having fun, smiling,
exactly.
and they'll hopefully respect all of this even more.
Absolutely. I heard you tell an Idol contestant once who, I think his brother had committed suicide. I could be wrong. And you said, your job now is to be a joy to your parents. I'll never, ever forget that.
And yeah, and I mean,
I'll never forget it. It summed up what you do, bringing joy to people despite what you've been through.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing to watch, and it's a great way to honor your family.
Well, you know, and it is. I mean, I think, you know, there's so many people out there dealing with so many different challenges, and yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, loss affects families in really challenging ways. And, you know, like I said, if people can see this docuseries and understand that, you know, you're never going to be altogether whole again, but sure, you can at least, you know, brush yourself off and get up every day and try to make the most out of it. And I think the day people lose that drive and that will, you know, that's a big part of your whole, I don't know, it's just a big part of your life that's sacrificed if you ever lose that hope to get up and have amazing days.
I agree. And I'm telling you, I've told people every day on this radio program to watch it because I think it's that good. Is there going to be a second season?
You know, I think, I mean, we'll look at the success of how this does. I mean, you know, if Amazon wants to continue a form of something, or even I can produce with my director and we can produce more stuff on other people and tell stories like this under the Amazon umbrella, or, you know, like I said, once you start working with Amazon, you know, they're kind of a big company, so you'd like to continue a nice, you know, a real positive work relationship with them. So I don't know what that'll turn into, you know, I mean.
We'll just keep our eyes open.
My focus is always music, always has been music. You know, I was hesitant to take Idol because I didn't want it to affect my focus on music. So, you know, I don't want to wake up one day and next thing you know, I'm this documentary maker that's making crappy country music. I mean, so if I can do all this and really put some stuff out there for people that is amazing, you know, I'll always look at the opportunities.
Well, listen, let me tell you what non-crappy country music is. I heard you do it the very first time you did it live on Facebook. Waves, an incredible song and an incredible video.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats on this, buddy.
Well, yeah, it all came together amazingly. And you know, Waves is vocally is something different than I've done. So, you know, I had anxiety. I'm like, good Lord, am I going to be able to sing this thing night in, night out on stage? And I'm actually able to quite proficiently. Whitney, I can.
I bet you do, know, Luke Bryan. I know how you are.
I can sing the poo poo out of this one. So,
I've heard you sing everything. You can sing the heck out of everything. And Luke, I am so glad we had a moment to chat because it's been quite a while, and I've missed your face so much, and I still do.
I miss everybody's face. That's what it's like. I'm so happy to see fans' faces.
Yeah.
In like Jamie Johnson said, in color. A Zoom computer screen really can, the color may not actually be the color, so.
I agree, yeah. And I love you, and congratulations on Waves, headed for the spot that we won't talk about in case you're superstitious, but we are behind you 100%, my friend.
Love you, babe. Thank you.